Radio, Combon Radio, Combon Radio, Combon Radio, Combon Radio.
23 hours.
Police recover stolen goods, six suspects arrested. Lusaka traders lament a slow business in Central Business District during the festive season. In African news, the U.S. launches a deadly strike against Islamic State in Nigeria, says Trump. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Dola District have intensified their crime prevention operations, leading to the recovery of various stolen items which were displayed at Chifubu Police Station. The recovered goods include television sets, computer monitors, sound systems, and a motor vehicle allegedly used in the theft activities. Speaking during the display, Copper Belt Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi disclosed that six suspects are currently in custody in connection with the thefts, adding that the operations will be extended to Kitwe and other districts on the Copper Belt. Mr. Yuyi has since urged members of the public who may have lost their property to visit Chifubu Police Station to help identify the recovered items.
We are still going to other districts. Kitwe will be next. Then we'll go to Rwansha. The criminals, like I said, the place is becoming too narrow for them because we are changing strategies. It was not easy actually to pick the six that are associated to these thefts. It was not easy. What we're witnessing here is out of the hard work from these police officers. The items you see behind here, displayed behind here, they have been recovered within a space of 2 days. It started from apprehending four suspects. After interviews, because we know we are a modern police, we don't use words like interrogation. Our colleagues volunteered to lead us where they've been packing these things. By yesterday and the other day, we were very busy.
Some residents and traders in the Sakaza Central Business District have expressed concern over the lack of improvement in business activities. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kumban Radio News, the residents have said that business has remained slow despite the ongoing festive season. They note that their trading activities have not picked up as expected and expressed hope that business will improve and record a boost before the end of December.
Kulimba china kutia manga. Kutia dawa izi nyulimba. Kutu wene tinga lili, wene tinga lili ile chene murungu seeka. Ndena tia ngiza nzida. Kuli pesunga kuna mikoza sisa wana. Kwa hivyo zika patia wa mkei. Mbira. Kwa hivyo kwa nafana fanyo wani. Kwa hivyo kwa nafana fanyo wani. Jiko malai, jiko mankuku. Hapa kulipi wala.
Kitwe Mayor Mpa Samoya has urged residents to spread love and kindness during this festive season. She visited the several health facilities in Kitwe, celebrating a baby is born on Christmas Day. At Kawama Urban Clinic, Abuchi Maina Clinic, Chimwemwe Urban Health Center, and Buzakile GRZ Urban Health Center, the mayor presented hampers to new mothers and praised the health workers for their dedication. 9 babies were born at these facilities, while 15 were recorded at Kitwe Teaching Hospital, Chimwemwe Level 1 and Chamboli Level 1 by 0730 hours. Ms. Mwaya also emphasized that the festive season should be a time for unity and social responsibility.
So today we received about 9 babies, and of course we shared responsibility with our district commissioner who visited Kitwe Teaching Hospital, Chimwemwe Level 1 and Chamboli Level 1. But as a local authority, we toured our clinics where we were able to receive 9 Christmas babies. So my message to the residents of Kitwe is that let us continue celebrating this day, recognizing and remembering the reason for the season, which is the birth of Christ. And as we reflect on the love of God, it is a reminder to each one of us that we continue giving back to our community.
A headman of Mwishala area in Matuku Ward, Mukushi District, Gilbert Chivale, has commended the government for reinstating the Cash for Work program, describing it as a timely intervention for local communities. Speaking to Common Radio News, Mr. Chivale said the program previously played a critical role in supporting residents, enabling them to meet the basic household needs and improve their livelihoods through temporary employment opportunities. He noted that the return of the program will significantly benefit communities in the area by providing income support while also promoting community development. Mr. Chivale has appealed to government to ensure the program is sustained in order to uplift vulnerable households.
Na tutemwasa na pafio buteko bubwete she Cash for Work. Cash for Work yale afurisha sana we karachalo nga bafo la kadia kandarama 600 kale bafurisha ukusita mo isio bakabira mu Cash. Nge sisi ina inoshita bambito wako eteo tuwa kudia elo bambito wako ete trifionse kubafurisha kumurimi nombe fi babu isha Cash for Work awo yala tuwa furisha kwecha kweva taweka na chalo bala sekira mbala umfu abu ino cha kweva ti na bafo la kada kandra mbaka 600 kwacha awe kutibapela kwa wakusa kuila kubafu wakwe nchitomuma bala.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twatotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta. Apart. part of the celebration. Join MTN today.